Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Down Pit Row fans, so excited to be once again talking about the racing with you. This is your host Ralph. And we took a little break last week, but we are back at it. Sometimes, let me implore you guys, sometimes if you're feeling the grind, you're feeling the hustle, take a break, take a pause, man. It's not as paramount as you think, but feeling refreshed, excited to talk some NASCAR with you guys. If you are new to this, welcome to the Tiger Bomb Nation. You are all Tiger Bombers now. Got ya. If you're new, if you're a first-time offender, we love that. If you're a repeat offender, you've been listening before, love a hard head too. So welcome to everybody. This is the newest podcast, a part of the Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment group of podcasts. This isn't the only thing here. So really quickly, before we hop into the races, you can go to www.tigerbombsae.com. If you're a football fan or a baseball fan, we have fantasy sports podcast for those. There's a true crime podcast. Now we have this. Things are growing. So you can go to that website and catch up with us. If you're on Spotify or iTunes, like most people, you listen to your podcast on the go, just search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. You could like and subscribe. Not only catch Pit Row, but all the other new episodes as well. And we're on Facebook and Twitter also. Just, again, search Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. You can catch those pages, links to the other show pages too. And so you'll be able to dive as far down the rabbit hole as you would like or not. Completely up to you. We're all adults for the most part listening. All right. Now that we've got the business out of the way, we can get to the task at hand. Not going to have a lot of notes about last week's race, the inaugural St. Louis race, the Cup Series race held at the Worldwide Technology Raceway, actually in Madison, Illinois, just outside of St. Louis. So we are going to touch on that a little, not in my usual fashion, just because, like I said, I did watch it, but I wasn't taking notes. It's my eyes. I was watching it with my eyes, and so a different approach this week. But it doesn't mean we're going to lay off the gas. We're going to steam right through that, and then we're going to take a look at Sonoma and talk about some DraftKings as usual. Before we get in these two races, though, I just want to say the opportunity for you guys is to get the best free information that you can if you want to play DraftKings or something like that. And if you're just learning NASCAR, you're learning stock cars, we're going to do that together too, because I am also been a fan for a while, grew up around racing, but never really quite put the button on understanding through and through the nuances of NASCAR. And so we're going to figure all that out together. A little different from the way we attack baseball and football, where there's tried and true information. Like if you're a baseball fan, the heart of the order, I'm giving you the picks that I use to win hundreds of dollars every week on DraftKings. It's not a gimmick. It's not a scam, and I don't charge you for it. The football picks are the same way, to a much more larger degree. Yes, we're going to play daily, but we're also going to rack up on our season-long leagues as well, learning about the waiver wire, how we deal with bye weeks, how we deal with everything. So just really imploring you guys to trust the process. That's what we call the football show, the process. And just know that we're going to get here too with the NASCAR. We're chasing it down. This is going to differentiate us from the other podcasts or shows that are out there that aren't done professionally by some network. There is a huge gap. This isn't, well, I think, and hemming and hawing and, you know, using swear words because you can't think of anything else. We're going to bring an analytical approach to it and talk about what we see. All right. So, boom, that's Pit Row. ROW as well, not road. I'm doing my own thing over here. Get off my back. Anyways, on to the 2022 Enjoy Illinois 300, the inaugural Cup Series race held here, as I said. So, fantastic weekend for St. Louis. The track itself, very much reminiscent of like three other tracks, basically, is the play. And so, if you look at the different turns, it does, look like a couple of different tracks. Turns one and two in an ultra-tight radius, So you're thinking about like the flat 1 mile oval of the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Even though we've got 11 degrees of banking. Turns 3 and 4, though, similarly shaped to Phoenix Raceway, which we've already been to, which bank at 9 degrees. And then the egg shape overall design makes it feel like a smaller clone of Darlington, which we've also gone to now as well. So, St. Louis, they run truck and Xfinity races out of there. So, in the past, so some drivers will have had some experience going into this race, and then we saw some drivers try to gain some experience over the weekend running the other races. Only 300 miles, so it was a short race, 240 laps. First stage was only 45 laps, and so I was expecting a lot of excitement out of the gate. To practice, if it was any indication of what we would have saw on Sunday, we were thinking as a whole that passing would be difficult, and Hamlin and Blaney were our Vegas favorites. Now, as it turns out, you were able to pass. It wasn't easy, but you could figure it out. Lots of thrills. It was an exciting race. So, you know, not boring by any measure of the stick. Logano wins the race, obviously, and he was showing they're coming on. He's showing an understanding and appreciation of the next-gen car. So now we sort of see the gap close. Like, they're understanding their limits, their nuances, and what they can do and what their setup should be. And so we see Team Penske getting a little better. They had to go overtime to get it. NASCAR loves setting it up for overtime. They want you guys to drag it out to the end. And it's like they'll be funny about it, like do shady stuff to get it there. But Logano was able to secure the victory. This one, much less cloudier than when he tapped Bowman a few weeks back to win that race. Kyle was looking good. Kyle Busch was looking good. Had a slight lead over Logano coming down to the end of the race there at overtime. But Logano just slid right by him. He shook Busch off the track and, you know, got it right there, man. It's a lot of shine. But, you know, the thing about it is more what we hear about in this race is Trackhouse because of Chastain. He was driving hard, got into it with Denny Hamlin. You see Hamlin trying to make him mind his matters. Also got into it with Chase Elliott. He admitted afterward, said basically he shouldn't be driving this way. But the damage is already done. I see a shift in strategy for him specifically, for Trackhouse, for Suarez, but for him specifically because he's already won his race. He's already in the playoffs. I see them trying the limitations of the car more. Not trying to wreck the car or anything like that, but they want to see what they have and what they can do with it, and they're not afraid to test the limitations because they've secured the next what they need, right? And so we're on borrowed time here. Might as well make it count. And so if you think back to earlier races, you know, Chastain was planted a little more conservative, and, you know, I was thinking, you know, watermelon farmer, you know, humble dude or whatever, but here we are, man, this deep in the season, and this dude is a demon out there. Him and Suarez are running around the track crazy. Suarez can barely finish a race because he's racing so hard. I mean, these dudes are driving these cars into the ground. You don't want to see them in the mirror. You don't want to see these guys in the mirror. And it's not just them. We could talk about that right now. There's a lot of dudes doing this, some to success, some not to success. But there's a bunch of guys like Suarez and Jones. You know, these guys are driving hard. You better get out of the way because they show a willingness to put it out there. So we're going into Sonoma this week. We're swinging back to the West Coast. We're coming to wine country here in the great state of California. And it's a road course race, of course. So we're going to go get left and right turns today, or this weekend, I should say, and 12 total turns. And so, you know, the one thing that would make this more attractive as a sport to some of those other car manufacturers are races like this. And so you'll see some drivers, I remember Juan Pablo Montoya when he was in the Cup Series, always taking this race coming from that F1 background, right? Like just the left and the right turn. So It is been a mainstay in the NASCAR or in the NASCAR world for a while now, and there's variations of this track too. So when you talk about Sonoma, you're either using the chute, the quote unquote chute, or you're not. So from 1998 to 2018, NASCAR races at Sonoma use the chute, or the area of the track that bypasses the carousel featured on the full course. You know the carousel, the big winding round turn. For Sonoma's 50th anniversary in 2019 and then again in 2021, the carousel was used again. So this year, the chute is going to return. Drivers like that, people like that. As the area of the course it uses increases spectator visibility. So it should be more exciting for people there. This is more suited for stock cars. It's got short straightaways and sharp turns compared to the rolling, sweeping corner of the carousel. So turns 4 and 5 of the chute configuration make it really good for passing. Those are the good passing zones where a driver can either set up and execute a pass like you know you normally would, or be a little bit more aggressive. You can dive down into the corner, force this guy to hold this position or make a choice or whatever. So those are the types of things that we're going to see. Changing from the full course configuration to the chute also impacts the lap count because it shortens the course to 1.949 miles. So Sunday's race will actually go extended from 90 to 110 laps so that we can preserve the 350 kilometer distance. Sonoma is this important stretch of the Cup Series schedule because there's going to be more road races coming up as we get into the summer months here. So from June through late August, four of the next 11 races are going to be road races. So you get Sonoma, then we have Road America July 3rd, and then Indianapolis Motor Speedway on July 31st, and then finally Watkins Glen on August 21st. And so this is a good opportunity for certain drivers who are good at road racing, like I said, different maybe kind of profile driver, so that they can maybe get some points, get a win, get into the playoffs if you're looking outside. Like an Austin Cindric, you know, he had a great all-star race, obviously great Indianapolis 500, but this is a guy who's good with road races, so he's hoping to kind of get, you know, get himself back going again here because he's been really quiet. Chase Elliott, also good here. He's looking to match or surpass Jeff Gordon's all-time record of 9 career road wins, so he can, you know, he's looking to make history if he can continue on. And, you know, there's other racers, too, that have an opportunity. AJ Allmendinger, who we saw at COTA earlier this year, run really well. Very known for running the road course as well. Sonoma, not so much as the others. And so I would say he'd probably have his poorest showing of a road course at Sonoma of the other three that we have coming up. But he should still place better than he usually does. But like I said, Circuit of the Americas, Indianapolis last year, those are the ones where he's like a little bit better. McDowell, Cody Ware, those guys have road racing backgrounds. So especially Cody for DraftKings, going to be very pivotal this week because he's so cheap. And they've got a great chance of, winning stages and possibly contending here. Last time we were on a road course, Chastain won, right? He had the last lap bump and run to claim his first victory at Circuit of the Americas. So in the races since, Chastain is, you know, coming on strong. And like I said, they're changing the profile of how they race, getting more aggressive. But since then, you know, he's just been storming. He's sitting third in points. He's got 2 wins, 7 top 5s, and 9 top 10s. So dude's doing everything he can. Trackhouse is on fire right now. He's going to have to figure out if this is affecting him on the track, like his attitude. So it's kind of like Hamlin might forget, Elliott might forget for now, but maybe it comes down to it, like, and it costs you something more later, and they, like, try to give it back to you then. They let you do stuff like that in NASCAR. So not out of the question at all. But I don't expect them to back down. I would expect team owner to really encourage them to continue to do that, you know. But we'll see if he has any consequences via the other drivers. As far as what am I looking for on DraftKings, let me just say, played last week. I'm not going to talk about those picks because I didn't give them to you, but it worked out okay for me. I didn't play a lot of volume. Had I could have blown it up, but we go at it again this week. That's what it's for. I think Ty Dillon's interesting on DK. 5,800, I think he is, bottom line price, but Cody Ware down there also, you're going to be able to use that value. I like the Toyotas this weekend. I think Bubba holds great value on DK at his sub-7 price point. Austin Dillon, both Dillon brothers, I really like this weekend. Outside of that, I'm running what I'm usually doing, fitting in Trackhouse everywhere I can. Also going to have my Hendrick team, of course. But, you know, my secondary team is now going to be, it's going to have to be Penske because they're coming on. Now, from there, it's Gibbs, of course. I'll be running the Gibbs team because, as I said, I love the Toyotas, and I think Kyle has a chance to win. I think Bubba could show well. I like Kurt, so I'm mixing 2311, right, like because I'll be using Hamlin too. So I love those guys. But then I'm going to have some attention paid to Stuart Haas because the clock is ticking for Harvick. Everybody's talking about it this week. I'll chime in as well. Because it's true, you've got to try to get a win or do something to get, because you're not making it points wise, right? And so you're gonna need to get a win. And the longer this goes, the more clearly you will need that win to actually make the playoffs. And so, not gonna say desperation mode, but it's like we're getting into that scenario basically where you're not gonna have a lot of doors still open. And so I think they will continue to try to make a push for the playoffs. These guys are going to do everything they can. So I like the whole Stuart Haas as a team. I want to circle back and also mention Christopher Bell on Joe Gibbs' team too, with that Toyota. He's been steady Eddie all year. You haven't heard about him, but he's not messing up. You know, he's not messing up. If you look at it, he's just top 10 in it. So a lot of interest there. But it should be an exciting race. And we'll see who can finally take that checkered. That's how I'll shape it up on DraftKings, though. So as I'm imploring you guys, you know, you could do the teams, you know, but you can do a mix and match too. I did more mix and match last week because it was a smaller track, and I felt like there's not going to be a lot of opportunity for teamwork. So I went away from it. You can go away from it again this week too. You don't have to do the teams thing because I think there's so much going on that it's kind of like, yeah, if they can help each other, they'll try. But this is more of a challenge for everybody. So they're just trying to do what they can, right? In my estimation. But we'll see how it unfolds on Sunday. And, of course, come back and talk about it real soon after that. Guys, thanks for listening to Pit Road. This is your host, Ralph. Until next time, peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.